you can't expect factual truth from the movies, but when all logic and plausibility get thrown out the window, Richard Paul can't let it slide, especially when a movie's subject is the city that he's worked in for the last 25 years.
So there's this place called Washington, D.C., capital of one of the larger countries in North America. Maybe you know something about it.
The people believe what we tell them to believe.
Thinking of retiring from Congress.
You can't retire. You just promised all these people you're going to run again.
That was a political promise. Now, you know better to believe that.
So you lied to me just then.
I'm a politician, Ainsley. Of course I lied to you just then.
Nah, you probably don't know anything about it, and we both know why. Don't you have this sneaking suspicion that most of us actually get our news, especially about government, from watching West Wing or at the movies?
This is just like on C-SPAN, except I'm not bored.
So consider this a primer on the difference between real Washington and Hollywood Washington. In Hollywood Washington, a congressional hearing sounds like this.
Sir, you are out of order.
Hey. To hell with order. The truth is going to come out here today, all right?
All right. You want the truth? Here's the truth, Congressman.
In real Washington, it sounds like this.
If there were to be an adverse event reporting requirement, it would be important for it to contain at least the protections that are included in regulations applicable to other FDA-regulated categories, including prescription drugs.
In Hollywood, Washington, people at the Pentagon sound like this.
I could give you a false name, but I won't. Just call me X.
In real Washington, you have the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Management Policy and Program Integration in the Department of the Air Force, and believe me, she never says, call me Mr. X. I become one of those guys like my dad who screams at the TV set when I see things that are patently false and that I know something about. I find myself asking who is writing these scripts and what do they know about Washington?
Everything I knew was from my sixth grade field trip to Washington, D.C. up until that point.
That's Kate Condell. She wrote the screenplay for Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde, where a smart, dumb blonde single-handedly changes the culture of Washington, and which, as you know because you saw it with your granddaughter, is set in a congressional office.
Oh my gosh, a job with a brilliant congresswoman who's also a fellow Harvard alum.
You're gonna do great, Al.
Doing a political movie, but as Legally Blonde 2. I mean, you're already dealing with something that isn't meant to be the West Wing or an expose on Washington. Sort of primarily it's a backdrop for getting the most out of the fish out of water concept of the movie.
At least on West Wing, it's close to real. You know, there's someone writing it whose knowledge of legislative procedure goes beyond the level of Schoolhouse Rock. Some of these movies, they're just so wrong.
As our newest legislative assistant will soon be spearheading a campaign under your committee, I'm sure she'd love the floor. Thus, I yield to my colleague, the lady in hot pink.
But admit it, you know as much about what goes on in an appropriations markup as you do about nuclear energy, which is why you might be inclined to believe the way nuclear power is portrayed in The China Syndrome, or the way the power of corruption is portrayed in the Eddie Murphy movie, The Distinguished Gentleman.
This town, it isn't about passing laws anymore. It isn't about doing good anymore. All it's about is being here.
The Distinguished Gentleman is a deeply cynical movie, so it won't surprise you to learn that the man who wrote it, Marty Kaplan, is pretty cynical himself.
I'm afraid that a certain amount of experience in Washington and in Hollywood leads me to believe that my cynicism doesn't fall from the sky. It's deeply rooted in daily practice.
Kaplan worked for Walter Mondale when Mondale was vice president. After his guy lost 49 states and his ideology was pushed to the back burner within his own party, he moved to Hollywood. He says the two towns are two sides of the same coin.
Power in Hollywood is about incumbency. That's also what it's about in Washington. The point of power is to stay in power. It's not to make the world a better place or to leave a legacy or to empower artists. The point is to stay in your job or move higher.
Now, I worked in the U.S. Senate for years, and that is not what I saw. I sat in committee rooms and offices while Bob Dole and Ted Kennedy and Strom Thurmond and a bunch of people you haven't heard of hashed out legislation and did it because they really cared.
I think the point of power in Washington and in Hollywood is to retain it. It's not to use it toward a particular end.
No, they do use it toward a particular end. Think about it. The people you hate in Washington, you don't hate them because they say one thing and do another. You hate them because they do the very things they say they'll do, like open up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling or let gays in the military. And there's one last gripe I have, and it goes all the way back to Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Why is it that in Washington movies, change always comes from the outside? Like this scene in Kate Condell's movie where Reese Witherspoon's character tells her congresswoman boss that she came to speak for those who can't speak for themselves.
You can't get the people to care.
Watch me.
The power of this country is supposed to be in the hands of the people. What democracy is supposed to be about. It's in the hands of the people.
Yeah, well, actually, that's not what the founders wanted. Don't take my word for it. Here's someone you trust, President Martin Sheen.
We forget it's not a democracy. It's a republic. People don't make the decisions. They choose the people who make the decisions.
I'm telling you this because I believe you can handle the truth. Hey, I'm from Washington. Would I lie to you? For Studio 360, I'm Richard Paul.